but it no longer mattered. I no longer cared. Their silent rebukes had wounded me more deeply than sticks and stones, slings and arrows, or swords of sharpened steel. If only they'd screamed at me, maybe I could have bounced back and recovered some of my spiritual whatever. But their silence, their cold rebuking silence, had ripped my spirit like a pair of old jeans on a fat man who bends over to pick up a comb that has fallen out of his shirt pocket. Their silent rebukes had ripped me bad, broken my spirit, broken my heart, left me feeling like a louse and a rat covered with louses, lice. I no longer cared about the burrowing robot. I didn't care if he called in an invasion of space monsters. I didn't care about me or the ranch or anything. Nothing mattered anymore. With my head hanging so low that my nose clipped the tops of several dirt piles, I trudged out of the garden. My tail had become a lifeless column of bone and flesh, something dead that followed me around like a piece of limp rubber garden hose on a hot summer day. I knew what lay ahead of me now. I had no choice. My career on the ranch was finished. I would have to resign in disgrace, leave the ranch forever, and take up a new existence as a hollow soul in the wilderness. A dog without a home, a dog without a country. As I trudged out the garden gate, I came face to face with the same goal-breaking little tuna fish who'd abandoned me in the night, Drover. He gave me a nervous grin.
Did you get in trouble?
What do you think?
I think maybe you did. But you know what? I just remembered the name of that thing in the hole. It's a...
Save it for someone who cares, Drover. That's not me. I'm resigning my position as head of ranch security. He stared at me and gasped.
Resigning? Yeah, but you can't... Oh my gosh, you mean...
Yes, Drover. I'm leaving this hateful place. I tried to care, I tried to do my job, but it's all ended in shame and disgrace. Step aside or I'll have to walk over your face. He stepped aside and started following me.
Hank, wait, you can't do this to me. If you leave, oh my gosh, who'll take care of the ranch?
You or Pete, J.T. Cluck, a committee of chickens, the coyotes, I don't care, Drover. It's your problem now.
Yeah, but... Where'll you go? What'll you do?